Would you join me in prayer?
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we celebrate you today.
主啊，我们今天来庆祝你的。
We celebrate your resurrection from the dead.
我们今天来庆祝你从死里复活。
And we bow before you.
我们在你面前低下我们的头。
We open our hearts and our minds to you now.
主啊，我们把我们的心向你打开。
And ask you, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, that you would speak to us today.
主啊，你是万主之主，万王之王，你今天就对我们讲话。
That as you were glorified that Easter day, risen from the dead.
主啊，你在复活节那天从死里复活，得着荣耀。
That today you would be glorified in our lives.
主啊，今天就我们就向你祷告，让你在我们的生命当中也得着荣耀。
We pray this in your holy name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Well, I recently heard the story of a couple from Minneapolis who decided to go to Florida to thaw during an icy winter.
我最近呢听到一个这个明尼苏达的一对夫妻啊，他们冬天的时候因为太冷，所以去佛罗里达去避寒。
And they planned to stay at the same hotel that they had stayed at 20 years earlier for their honeymoon.
那他们就想呢，去佛罗里达那个酒店呢，就是他们20年以前度蜜月的那个酒店。
Due to their hectic schedules, though, the husband flew down to Florida on Thursday, and the wife was planning to fly down the next day.
因为他们两个人都很忙哈，所以那个先生呢，就是星期四的时候呢，就从明尼苏达飞到那个佛罗里达了。然后他太太是再过一天才飞过去。
The husband checked into the hotel and then he sat down at a computer in the hotel to send his wife an email.
那然后这个先生呢，就在酒店里面呢，就拿出他的电脑来，要给他的太太呢，就是那个送一个电子邮件过去。
However, he accidentally left off one letter in her email address, and without realizing his error, he sent his message to a different email address.
那他就是不小心哈，就是那个电邮的那个地址，他当中的打错了一个字母，结果他这个一个电子邮件呢就被送到另外一个人那里去了。
Meanwhile, somewhere in Houston, a widow had just returned home from her husband's funeral.
那这时候呢，这另外一个人呢，就是一个寡妇，她在休斯顿，她正好她先生刚刚去世，她去参加那个葬礼，然后回来家里。
Her husband was a pastor who died after having a heart attack.
那她先生是一个牧师，然后是因为那个心脏病就去世了。
The widow decided to check her email, expecting to find messages from family and friends.
那她的遗孀这时候就坐下来说，我来看一看我的电子邮件里面是不是有很多亲朋好友给我送email 过来。
After reading the first message, though, she screamed and fainted.
那她打开的邮箱一看第一个邮件呢，她就大叫一声就昏过去了。
The widow's son rushes into the room, finds his mother on the floor, and then looks at the computer screen, and this is what he read.
那这时候他儿子呢，就冲到房间，也看见他妈妈就是昏过去，躺在地上。然后他就看一下电脑，他在电脑的那个屏幕上呢，看到以下的这个 message.
The subject read, "I've arrived."
那个电子邮件的题目就是我已经到了。
To my loving wife.
那个就是说给我亲爱的太太。
The message said, "I know you are surprised to hear from me."
那这邮件一开始就说，你这么快就从我这里得到消息，一定是很惊奇吧。
They have computers here now, and you are allowed to send messages to your loved ones.
你知道这里有电脑哎，你可以跟你的家里所爱的人来送电子邮件。
I see that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow.
那我已经来了，已经在这里定下来了。我一看呢，他们这里就是已经都准备好了，因为你明天呢就会到了。
Looking forward to seeing you then.
我真的是很盼望能够因为我们那个明天就可以见到你。
P.S. It sure is hot down here.
然后就说再一句说这里真的很热耶。
All right, we'll have our first slide. Any of us would have been shocked to receive an email from a loved one who has passed away.
那我们大家相信都因为如果有一个人刚去世就马上给我们寄一个 email， 我们都会觉得很惊讶。
Death is final.
死了就是死了，就没有了。
And so we can understand why the disciples are completely stunned and confused when Christ's tomb is empty and then some of their friends start to say that he is risen.
所以你就可以想象当时耶稣基督受难以后他的门徒就肯定是非常的吃惊非常的那个混乱因为他怎么这个人刚钉死这个他的坟墓就空了然后还有很多人跟他们说已经看见耶稣复活了。
Surely this is a misunderstanding they must have believed.
那他们就可能就在心里说这肯定是搞错了。
Chief among the doubters is Christ's disciple Thomas.
那这个最怀疑的这个人呢就是多马这个信徒。
Next slide, please. Thomas is a pessimist. He emphasizes the negative and he consistently fails to see the positive.
那多马这个人啊，他是一个悲观的人，他总是只看到负面的，没有看到正面。
We see his personality shine through earlier in Christ's ministry.
那在耶稣的那个这个侍奉，在地上侍奉的这三年的哈。我们就可以看见这个多马这个人的性格是怎么样。
For example, when Jesus decides to visit the town where his friend Lazarus has just died, in an area where people had recently tried to stone Jesus, Thomas responds sarcastically.
那这时候，因为你们可以看到，就是说耶稣他的那个亲爱的朋友拉撒路正好死了，那耶稣就要去。那这个地方呢耶稣的仇敌曾经要想用石头把耶稣打死。
He says, yes, let us also go, that we may die with him.
那那个多马这时候就有点好像讽刺的讲就说好吧我们也去和他一同死吧。
Then in John 14, Thomas becomes downright ornery.
那个时候就是在那个当我们看到约翰福音十四章的时候呢，多马这个人呢，真的变得是很讨厌。
Jesus is comforting his disciples, and he's reminding them of the hope that they have beyond the grave.
那这时候耶稣正在安慰他的门徒，跟他们讲说他要死，然后将来要去一个什么地方。
Jesus tells him about the Father's house and about how Jesus will prepare a room for them, a place for them, and he says, "You know the way to the place that I am going."
耶稣说，这个在我的父家有个很大的房子，那我去了呢，就问你们去准备地方的，因为我往哪里去呢？这条路呢，你们是知道的。
Thomason interrupts at this point and he shows that he fails to understand the central point of Christ's ministry.
那他多马这时候就打断耶稣啊就他以下讲的话就说明他对耶稣在这个地上的事工呢这个中心的这个主题呢他是一点都不理解。
He says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?
他说我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道你的那条路呢?
Thomas has followed Christ for 3 years, and he still does not understand what Christ is doing, where Christ is going, or the true reason why Christ came to earth.
他已经跟随了耶稣三年，但是他一点都不懂耶稣在做什么，耶稣以后的是去哪里。他也根本不理解耶稣为什么会降世为人。
Jesus then helps Thomas by declaring, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那这时候呢，耶稣就来帮助多马来这个了解。 他在地上的事工就说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
From what we can see of Thomas's personality, we should not be surprised when, after Jesus suffered and died, Thomas refuses to believe the testimony of the others that Jesus has risen from the dead.
所以从他的这个性格来看，我们就可以想见说，他之所以就是别人都说耶稣已经复活，但是他却不信呢，我们是可以理解的。
He's too pessimistic.
因为他是一个很悲观的人。
He knows too much about how the world really works.
他以为他对这个世界上的这些事呢是很了解的。
He is not so gullible as to simply believe what everyone else does.
那他就是别人都相信了，他也是不怎么会相信。
And so he says, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side where the spear had pierced Christ during the resurrection, I will not believe it.
他说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手伸入他的肋旁，那是冰钉的那个毛是刺穿的，那个我除非这样子做的话，我总是不信。
For this reason, throughout the centuries of the church, people have referred to him as doubting Thomas.
所以呢，这两千年以来呢，我们教会的人都是，当他们讲到多马的时候，就说是一个不信的多马。
I'm sure though that the other disciples had their own nicknames for Thomas.
那其他的那些门徒呢？可能他们给这个多马呢也有他们保留的一些名字。
In one of my former ministries, I had a friend who is a lot like Thomas.
那我以前的事工里面呢，我曾经有一个同工，他的性格很像多马。
And so we called him bitter herb.
那我们就管他叫苦药。
If we had been Chinese, I'm sure we would have called him 苦瓜。
那他要是中国人的话呢，我们就会叫他苦瓜。
I wonder, are there any 苦瓜 here today?
那就是说，我也想问问你们这里有苦瓜吗
？Oh, I'm sorry. Don't point at your family members. That's not allowed.
不要说你们的家人，说你自己。
This is for personal reflection.
就是为你自己来想。
Are there any Thomases here today?
那这里有没有像多马一样的呢？
Are there any here who find it much easier to doubt than to believe in God?
那这里有没有很多人就会说，不信比信还要容易，要来得容易呢？
Are there any here who need to see and to touch tangible proof that Jesus is alive and that he is at work among us?
那你们有没有心里想说，你们一定要看见？用眼睛看见，用手摸见什么东西，才能相信说主耶稣是活着的，而且呢，在我们里面现在就在做工。
All right, next slide, please.
请看下一页。
Christ's resurrection is at the very center of Christianity.
基督教的中心就是主耶稣基督的复活。
If Jesus rose from the dead, then he truly is who he said he is.
如果耶稣从死里复活，那他真的就是他所说他是谁，他就是谁。
The eternal Son of God, who left the glory of heaven to come to earth, to take on human flesh, and to die on a rugged cross for our sins.
他是永恒的上帝的儿子。他离开天上的荣耀，降世为人，道成肉身，然后在一个古旧的石架上，为了我们的罪而死去。
If Christ rose from the dead, then this fact alone validates and confirms every other aspect of his ministry.
那如果上帝，如果基督是从死里复活的话，那这样一件事情本身就可以向我们证明说，他呢就是来呢就是为了他所说。他要在世上所做的事工。
If though Christ did not literally rise from the dead, then Christianity completely crumbles, and as Paul says, we are to be pitied more than all people.
如果耶稣没有复活，没有实际上从死里复活的话，那基督教就垮了。然后我们就像保罗在哥林多前书十五章十九节说，我们就比世人还要可怜。
So there is good reason for us to pause today with Thomas and for us to consider the weight of Christ's resurrection.
所以说我们今天呢，对我们每个人都有很多的好处。如果我们今天来想一想多马这件事情，来再想一想耶稣复活对我们有什么意义。
Thankfully, there are very good reasons to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I'd just like to mention three.
那我就想来讲三件事，这是圣经里的，就是让我们可以相信说耶稣基督是从死里复活的。
First of all, Jesus appeared to many people after he rose from the dead.
那第一呢，就是说耶稣钉死以后呢，他复活，然后就向很多人显现。
If we had lived at that time, we could have spoken to these people and received firsthand testimony that the resurrection had really occurred.
那如果我们当时是活在当时那个时候啊，我们就会跟许多这些看见耶稣复活的人呢，跟他们讲话，然后他们就会告诉我说，我们说耶稣确实是复活。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that the resurrected Christ appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
那在那个保罗在哥林多前书第十五章说，这个神复活以后呢，是显给基法看，然后又显给十二使徒看。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, Paul writes.
那像保罗说，他后来呢就显现给500多个弟兄看，其中一大半呢到现在还在。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also.
然后呢，他显现给雅各看，然后再显现给众使徒看，末了呢，他也显现给我看。
Now Paul is writing this 15 to 20 years after Jesus rose from the dead.
保罗写这个哥林多前书章节时候呢，已经是耶稣复活以后那个15到20年的时候了。
It's recent history.
刚刚发生没有多久。
He's basically telling them, if you don't believe me, that's fine. Go and do your own research and find out for yourself that Jesus really rose from the dead.
他跟他们讲，你们不相信不要紧啊，你们自己可以去问一问啊。当然，如果你们去问一问，就调查一下，你就可以发现说。耶稣确实是死里复活。
The evidence is still there. The witnesses are still alive.
那些见证人都还活着，所以呢，这个证据还在。
The authorities were trying to stamp out and crush Christianity, yet hundreds of people claimed that they had seen the resurrected Christ.
所以呢，当时的那些官长们，他们要把基督徒迫害。要把基督教消灭，但是因为很多这么多的人看见复活的耶稣，所以呢，他们没有能做到。
And so rather than being extinguished, Christianity swept through the Roman Empire like an unstoppable fire.
所以呢，他们不但没有能够把这个基督教消灭呢，反而基督教呢，在罗马帝国整个呢，就像一个燎原之火一样，就是没有法子来那个它消灭。
Next slide, please. Second, look at the transformation of Christ's disciples.
然后我们再来看一看耶稣的信徒们有多大的改变。
Before he rose from the dead, the disciples are timid and terrified.
他钉死然后还没有复活之前呢，他的门徒是非常怯懦的。
When Christ was arrested, Peter's fear of getting into trouble was so great that he denied Christ three times.
当耶稣刚被抓起来要钉十字架的时候，彼得的恐惧是很大的恐惧，所以他那个不认耶稣三次。
We read in John that after Christ's death, the disciples hide in a locked room.
我们在约翰福音里看到说，耶稣被钉死以后呢，那些门徒就把自己锁在一个房间里躲起来。
But after Christ's resurrection, the disciples are completely transformed.
那耶稣复活以后呢，他信徒是完全改变。
They are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they are given a boldness that they have never known before.
他们心里充满了圣灵，然后他们就有一种勇敢，他以前都没有这种勇敢，因为他们以前是很怯懦的。
Peter, the betrayer of Christ, stands up in front of the Jewish leaders, the same ones who had handed Jesus over to be killed, and he says that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, is the one whom God raised from the dead.
那这个使徒行传四章十节，也就是说，彼得他曾经三次不认主，但是他这时候就勇敢无畏的在那些犹太人的领袖面前站起来，这些犹太人领袖就是当时钉死耶稣的，他跟他们说拿撒勒人耶稣，你们钉死十架的人，神已经使他复活了。
If we look at Christ's own family, we see that before the resurrection, his own brother James did not believe in him.
如果我们来看一看耶稣自己的家庭哈，他的弟弟雅各，就是说在他复活之前，他自己都不相信耶稣。
After James encounters the risen Christ, though, he becomes a leader in the early church.
当他看见了这个复活的主耶稣的时候呢，他就在这个早期教会里呢，成为一个很重要的领袖。
Most dramatic, of course, is Paul, who was an enemy of the gospel, a persecutor of Christians, until Christ appears to him.
最了不起的就是保罗，他在没有碰到耶稣之前呢，他是福音的敌人，来迫害基督徒的，但是耶稣向他显现了以后呢，他就变成了那个复活的主的这个一个门徒，整个的改变了。
Each of these people had a dramatic encounter with the resurrected Lord that completely transformed them.
这每个门徒我刚才讲的都是说，他们碰到了这个已经复活的主以后呢，就有了一个完全的改变。
Finally, I would like to point out that if Christ's resurrection had been a hoax, just a lie, then it is very unlikely that the disciples would have been willing to die brutal, torturous deaths because of their affirmation of this fact.
那耶稣的门徒就是一直相信主耶稣死了复活，就是因为他们看见主耶稣复活，所以呢，他们愿意那个忍受逼迫，然后被那个受酷刑，然后死，他们都不怕。
Next slide, please. On June 17th, 1972, burglars sent by the Republican President Richard Nixon broke into the Democratic National Committee offices located in some buildings called Watergate in Washington D.C.
那在华盛顿，1972年六月十七日。那个共和党的总统尼克森派了他的手下的人就跑到那个水门的那个楼里面去来看那个民主党的那个。
They were trying to illegally photograph the papers of the opposing political party and to install spy equipment.
他们呢是做一件非法的事情，他们要把这个对立的这个党的这个文件呢，用这个照相机把它照下来，然后呢，再安装一个窃听的这个窃听器。
I'm so glad that nothing like that happens today.
那我们很高兴，现在好像没有这种事情。
They broke into these offices a second time, but on the third time were caught, arrested, and eventually connected to President Nixon's administration.
然后他们呢，其实呢是第二次，然后又这个侵入这个 building， 然后第三次呢，他又跑到这个楼里去的时候呢，他们就被抓起来，然后最后呢，他们就顺藤摸瓜，就摸到那个总统他本人了。
Next slide. Charles Colson was an assistant to the president at that time, and he was eventually convicted and sent to prison for his involvement in this scandal.
那当时有个人叫 Charles Colson 哈，他当时是尼克森总统的一个助手，那他就被定罪，这个水门事件这个事，然后呢，他就进监狱了。
While behind bars, he became a Christian and eventually started a prison fellowship to minister to those who are incarcerated.
那他在监狱的时候呢，他就变成了一个传福音的基督徒，然后呢，就在监狱里面就兴起了一个团契，来给那些坐监狱的人呢，来服侍他们。
This is what he says about how the Watergate scandal can teach us about the truth of the resurrection.
那他讲了下面一段话，也就是说，我们可以从水门事件的这个事情呢，可以来看看一看这个复活的真理。
Watergate involved a conspiracy perpetrated by the closest aides to the President of the United States, the most powerful men in America, who were intensely loyal to their president.
那他讲说啊，就这个水门事件呢，是一个阴谋。当时呢，就是尼克森总统他最信任的那些助手呢，他干出来的这个事。那他们这些人是有很大的权力。然后他们对他们的总统呢是宣布效忠。
But one of them, John Dean, testified against Nixon to save his own skin, and he did so after only 2 weeks.
那当时当中有一个人哈，就是这些助手当中有一个人叫 John Dean， 他过了两个星期抓起来，他就扛不住了，然后他就把这些其他的人呢都招出来。
The cover up.The lie could only be held together for 2 weeks before everyone started turning on each other in order to save themselves.
你看一个谎话啊，一个谎言，它维持的时间不过两个星期而已，然后所有这些人就崩溃了，开始就互相那个指责对方，然后来救他们自己。
Now the fact is that all that those around the president were facing was embarrassment and perhaps prison.
那当时这些人，包括总统和他手下这些人，他们所面对的只是说，有一点那个难堪，然后可能会进监狱。
Nobody's life was at stake.
那没有人说有生命的危险。
But what about the disciples?
但是主的门徒呢？
12 powerless men.Peasants really were facing not just embarrassment or political disgrace, but beatings, stonings, execution.
那这些主的门徒啊，他们这个十二个人是完全没有权利的，他们只是一些农民而已。那他们坚持他们的信仰所面对的，就是说不但是在政治上和生活上被羞辱到，但是他们会被鞭打，然后会被那个石头砸死，然后会被其他的方法呢被处死。
Every single one of the disciples insisted to their dying breaths that they had physically seen Jesus bodily raised from the dead.
那每一个门徒都一直到死都强调说，我们确实实实看见耶稣自己那个身体就是从死里就复活了。
Don't you think that one of these disciples would have spilled the facts if it was a lie before being beheaded or stoned?
如果这件事确实是一个谎话，一个造出来的话，那你想想，这么多的门徒为什么没有一个人，就是说在被那个砍头之前，就是说把这件事情就招出来呢？
None did.
没有一个人这样做。
Colson then says this, people will give their lives for something they believe to be true.
那 Colson 当时这样说，人为了他们所知道的是确确实实的一个真理的事情，他们是愿意献上自己的生命。
People will never give their lives for something they know to be false.
那没有人愿意为一个谎言来献上他们的生命。
These timid and terrified disciples were transformed into bold preachers willing to sacrifice their lives for the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day.
就像哥林多前书十五章三四节说的，这些很怯懦的信徒现在被转变为非常勇敢的传道人，他们愿意牺牲自己的生命来传这个好福音，因为耶稣基督根据这个经上所记的是为了我们死，为我们埋葬，然后在第三日复活。
Next slide please. We have seen this morning that there are good reasons to believe that Jesus really rose from the dead.
那我们今天早上已经看见，就是说确实有铁证如山了，耶稣是真正的是从死里复活的。
For most of us though, The intellectual arguments are not the real issue, are they?
那可以是对我们来说呢，就是说这件事是不是事实，在我们这个心智上呢，这个不是一个真正的问题。
Sure, we might hide behind them, because as Friedrich Nietzsche once said, it always sounds more intelligent to be a skeptic than to be a believer.
那我们可能呢，就躲藏在我们的这些疑惑的当中啊，因为尼采曾经说过一句话，说就是说你如果怀疑一件事情，比你就是说相信这件事情，你总是对别人看起来呢，你好像是比较聪明。
Although we might hide behind skeptical arguments, the real issue is that if Jesus rose from the dead, then he demands our worship as Lord and as God.
那实际上这个问题的这个症结所在，就是说我们如果不相信的话，我们可以不相信，但是如果耶稣真正是死里复活的话，那我们每个人都必须来敬拜他。
One writer correctly points out that if you believe that Jesus really rose from the dead, then you need to change the way that you live.
那有一个作家就这样很正确的指出说，因为人都害怕，因为他们知道如果他们真正的相信主是复活了，那他们的生活的方式呢就要改变了。
Next slide.Even bitter melon understands this.
就是一个苦瓜，他也懂得这一点。
About a week after the resurrection, Jesus comes and he stands among the disciples and he says, "Peace be with you."
那八天以后呢，耶稣又来到这个门徒当中，然后呢说，愿你们平安。
Jesus then turns to bitter melon and he says, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand. Put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
那个耶稣站在他们当中，然后就对这个不幸的苦瓜就说，你为什么不伸过你的指头来，然后摸我的手呢？你来可以伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Thomas then says to Jesus, "My Lord and my God."
那多马就马上讲说，啊，我的主，我的神。
Next slide. Thomas understands in this moment that Christ's resurrection validates and confirms that Jesus is indeed God.
在这个时刻呢，多马就马上就明白了，耶稣的复活就证明耶稣确实是神。
Not only that, but in this moment, Thomas understands that Christ's resurrection calls for his own personal response of belief in Jesus Christ.
那不但是如此，而且就在这一时刻，多马的心里也明白了，就是说这个复活的耶稣证明，就是说他自己呢，在对他自己的信仰呢，要有一个对付。
He has to stop doubting Christ. He has to stop doubting God's work around him.
那他确实不能再过一个这个疑惑的生活，来不相信耶稣和不相信神的施工。
And he needs to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life.
他就明白了，他要使主耶稣基督在他的生命里做主做王。
My Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
We know from history that Thomas was never the same again.
那我们从以后的那个历史当中呢，就了解到说多马以后呢，就完全变成一个转变的人了。
Never again was he bitter melon.
那他这个苦瓜呢，以后就再也不是苦瓜了。
Instead, he became one of the greatest missionaries of the early church.
那他以后的就是那个早期教会的其中当中最伟大的一个传道人。
He preached to all who would listen, and he urged all doubters, all skeptics, to place their faith in Jesus Christ, to believe in his resurrection, and to surrender themselves to his lordship over their lives.
然后呢，他就对所有愿意听的人，他就跟他们讲说，你们不能再怀疑了，你们要把你们的信仰放在耶稣基督身上。来相信主的复活，然后呢，把自己呢，就是交给主，让主在他们的生命里做主做王。
The ancient church historian Eusebius of Caesarea tells us that Thomas preached throughout modern-day Iran.
那个早期的教会有一个历史学家，是该萨利亚的尤塞比斯，他写的书里面告诉我们说，多马呢是在这个波斯，也就是今天的伊朗呢。
Legend claims that he traveled all the way to India and planted churches that still exist today.
那当时也有人说，多马呢是一直就是传到印度的，然后在印度也建立教会。
Finally, after many years of ministry, he was killed.
那最后呢，他侍奉了很多年以后呢，他就被谋杀了。
Thomas, the great apostle, does not leave us a legacy of doubt.
多马是一个伟大的这个使徒，他呢给我们留下的这个呢不是怀疑。
He leaves us a legacy of world-changing faith in his resurrected Lord, Jesus Christ.
他所能留给我们的呢是他的信念，是他在这个他对这个复活的主的这个永远不变的信念。
Doubting Thomas became believing Thomas.
不信的多马变成了信的多马。
Some of you here today may feel like Thomas, full of bitter doubt, unsure that you can ever believe in something like the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
那你们当中可能有些人就像当年多马一样，心里面就是充满了疑惑，然后总也不相信，说你们怎么可以相信主耶稣会复活呢？
Others here today may feel unsure that the resurrected Lord could possibly be at work in your life.
那有很多人也会觉得说，主，这个复活的主真的是在我的生命里面就天天的这样来带领我吗？
In your hopeless situation.
在你这样一个毫无希望的这样一个环境当中，
In the challenges that you face,
那每天每日在你的生活当中你会有很多困难，
In your workplace,
在你工作的地方，
In your family,
在你家里，
The resurrected Christ speaks the same words to us today that he spoke to Thomas so many years ago.
他这个复活的主今天跟我们讲话，就跟他2000年前跟多马讲的话是一样的。
Stop doubting and believe.
不要疑惑，只要信。
This Easter, let us follow Thomas's example by letting go of our bitter doubts and our hardened hearts.
这个复活节呢，就让我们做出这样一个决定，就是说我们要学习多马。我们不要再不信，我们也把我们这个刚硬的心呢，把它软化起来。
Let us join Thomas in kneeling before our resurrected Lord, Jesus Christ.
让我们跟多马一样，在主耶稣基督这个复活的主面前跪下来，来崇拜他。
And let us together declare, My Lord and my God.
让我们一起向主说，主啊，你是我的主，我的神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, I thank you so much that you rose from the dead.
主啊，我今天真是充满了感谢，因为你从死里复活。
That you are alive.
主啊，你今天仍然活着。
And that you are here with us now by the power of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，就通过你的圣灵，你今天就跟我们同在。
We ask you, Lord, to speak to every doubting heart here today.
主啊，对每一个心里有疑惑的人，你就现在向他们亲自讲话。
We ask you